Oscar Pierre Gaultier was born in Montreal in 1873. He was ordained a priest in 1895 after his studies at the Theological Seminary of Montreal. Thereafter, he traveled to Rome and Paris to pursue studies in theology and philosophy. Upon his return to Montreal in 1898, he taught logic and metaphysics at the Theological Seminary until 1902. As early as 1901, he was appointed curate at Saint-Léon, the year the parish was founded. He was named parish priest in 1904. After devoting more than 50 years to the same parish, he retired in 1953 and died on February 17, 1964. At the time of his departure, the church wardens credited him with the sound financial situation of parish affairs, a fact admired by everyone. They also recognized early on the importance of the heritage he was passing on. In a testimonial excerpt from the minutes of the parish, "After expanding the church, you decorated it with sound artistic taste, made it a unique church in Montreal. This monument will remain one of your accomplishments, permanent proof for future generations of the gifted devotion of a parish priest to his church and parishioners." In 1995, Father Gaultier was posthumously named Citizen Emeritus of the City of Westmount for his eminent influence in the renovation of Saint-Léon Church, one of the outstanding monuments in the architectural heritage of the city. Father Gaultier wanted his church to mirror the most beautiful Italian churches he had admired during his studies in Europe. He was impressed by the richness of the decoration of the Romanesque and Renaissance churches. The abundance of mural ornaments, frescoes, and mosaics, and the diversity of motifs inspired by Roman and Byzantine art. For the duration of his work, Father Gaultier was also guided by another principle. He had noted the importance placed on the quality of materials used and the employ of skilled artisans to impart a rich decor characterized by simplicity, noble refinement, and continuity. These qualities contrast starkly with the flashy appearance of plaster statues, veneering, and faux-finis, admittedly less costly, but of poorer taste in the opinion of Father Gaultier. The parish priest was always rousing interest in order to continue his work, convincing the church wardens to authorize the expenses, which were numerous. Year after year, Father Gaultier received the support of his church wardens to bring his undertaking to a successful conclusion. Artistic endeavors were entrusted to Guido Nincheri, a Florentine artist established in Montreal, whose training was in line with Father Gaultier's ideal. This is an extract from a booklet published in 1938 in which Father Gaultier introduces Guido Nincheri. "It was truly fortunate for us to meet a real master in the person of Mr. Guido Nincheri. He embodies the tradition of the great Italian artists, at once architects, sculptors and painters, portrait painters, decorators, fresco painters, and even stained glass artists. Nincheri is a master of the style chosen for Saint-Léon. As a native of Florence, he can put us in contact with Florentine artists for work that could not be done here. He is highly intelligent, incredibly active, fair-minded, and very conscientious. He has poured all his talent and heart into an enterprise that he considers as the greatest work of his life, with devotion far beyond our expectations. He certainly deserves all the credit for the beautiful things that have been done to our small church." To learn more about Guido Nincheri, please select track 12. To continue the visit with the presentation of the decoration painted in fresco, please select track 13.